You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. That's Makwe Masilela. Let's take a look at this, see what to make of it. Dr. Masilela, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. We are in record high territory for the gold price, but in truth, we've been in record high territory since we broke above the $2,000 an ounce level, and we are dangerously close to $4,000 a fine ounce. I wager by the end of this week, almost certainly we will hit there, but we could even hit there by the end of tonight.
Anything is possible, and you are so right, you know. And the minute we saw gold crossing 2,000, I think everything just worked towards its favor. I mean, remember the geopolitical tensions, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, you know, Israel, Hamas. And Jimmy, not forgetting that central bankers have been the real buyers of the yellow metal for quite some time, you know. And then as you could see that, as much as we know that usually people hold or used to hold to the dollar as the biggest or dominating reserve when it comes to that a particular economy's reserve, but gradually we've seen gold, not just because only of its increasing prices, but people starting to lose a bit of hope when it comes to dollar. So people continue to increase their holdings. And remember also before the tariffs that were announced in the US, that we saw a lot of gold moving from London to the US so that they're able to move that before the tariffs kick in. So as it stands now, everything seems to be working in gold's favor. But I like what you said, dangerously, because it's kind of worrisome, because this thing, it seems it has been going up in a straight line, and we know that usually things don't happen like that. And you market participants, you know yourselves very well, you're going to get a very silly or simple excuse, you know, to take some of the profits. But the fundamentals as they stand, yes, we can all believe that, yeah, gold is still there to stay.
Just an update on that gold price as I look at it now. We are only $30 away from $4,000 a fine ounce. We're $3,970 odd there. So continuing to march to the upside there. Mark, I want to take a look at the other side of things in the form of the likes of Bitcoin that have been touted as digital gold. That also reaching a new all-time high. And in the context of what's been happening in the United States, the US government shutdown continues to weigh on market sentiment. I think when we initially heard that the shutdown was in effect, we weren't too concerned that it would have a big movement or a big impact on markets, but it is seemingly playing out and impacting the market.
And we know that, you know, the previous ones, anyway, remember that the last shutdown happened during Donald Trump's first term, but ordinarily we know they don't have that much impact when it comes to the economies. But the question still remains that it depends how long it takes, and a divided U.S. Senate is due to vote, I think, for the fifth time on the stopgap bill that will reopen the government and fund it through November the 21st. But you are right. I mean, there have been growing fiscal concerns in some of the world's biggest economies and adding to the momentum of what we call the debasement trade, as investors flock to the perceived safety of the likes of Bitcoin, gold, and silver, while pulling away from major currencies, but Bitcoin as well. The minute we saw governments, regulators starting to accept it, the minute we started seeing institutional investors starting to look into it, that itself should have told us something, that the minute this thing gets to be more accepted by a lot of people, then definitely there will be some traction on it.
Marco, let's take a look at the Rand. 17 Rand 20 at this point against the US dollar. We are seeing that the Rand has been quite resilient and fighting quite a bit in this space. If I look at it now from a weekly perspective, there's nothing that says to me we can't go push towards 17 Rand. How are we feeling about the Rand at the moment?
I think it will continue to trade within that kind of a range, you know. I mean, the 720, the 780. But remember, traders are increasingly convinced that the U.S. will cut interest rates again in October. And as a result, we saw the dollar nursing losses because of that notion. And that helped the likes of the rent to continue to be steady. So as long as we continue to have those kind of expectations, then definitely that will work in favor of the rent itself. And but also local, and I think most of the news or negative news have already been baked into the rand. And as it stands now, I don't see any nasty surprises that we might see in the next coming month or so. That is when it comes to the local economy. So all the bad news that used to affect the rand negatively, they're already in the asset. So it's more of a dollar play more than anything. And not forgetting that also firmer commodity prices, they continue to help because the rand itself is a resource currency.
We might not have any negative news now, but we do still have a midterm budget policy statement to look at in November, and anything can happen there. Makwe, I want to take a look at the local front. You touched on the fact that there's a lot of expectations in markets at the moment, internationally and locally as well, I suppose. I want to get your thoughts around perhaps what some of those expectations look like for you when you look at the markets, when you look at the commodities and the resources sector that's done more than 150% in returns for this year alone. Where do we start to place our expectations going into kind of the rest of the year, going into next year, understanding that we still have another rates decision out of the US, we still have our own midterm budget policy statement, we still have a G20 to get through. This is all before the year ends.
I think let's remember that the recent global sentiments, you know, it has been more about AI that has been pushing investor sentiments. And the likes of South Africa and the London Stock Exchange, we don't have exposure to those kind of stocks. That is, that they make up part of our local process. And we know, as you said, we have been held by resources because we expect to see demand picking up, especially from the likes of China. We have learned our lesson when it comes to the budget, that remember, it could not be passed through. I don't think the policymakers will afford to make that kind of a silly statement that will get other parties not to be happy. And I think they've learned how to work things out. But most of the things we know about, that we know that we've seen improvement when it comes to our electricity, we still have to see the issue about logistics, that they say they keep on working on them. So it's a question of trading carefully, and any surprises might not be nasty surprises, but economic wise, I think we have to give ourselves a clap a hands to ourselves that gradually, you know, we're getting things sorted out. It might not be at that accelerated speed that we're anticipating when the GNU was formed, but I think we are more or less on the right track as it stands. I think maybe things that might be surprises are maybe the whatever that gets to come out when it comes to the likes of the Madlanga Commission that might make investors to start losing hope when it comes to the economy itself. I mean, our manufacturing not doing that bad, you know, everything is not where we want it to be. But Jimmy, I think we're not doing that.
We certainly aren't doing that badly, and we could still have some good news before the month ends and before we get to that midterm budget policy statement, because we do have the ratings, or the review rather, coming through from the team at the Financial Action Task Force. A FATF review of our grey listing takes place this month. We are anticipating, hopefully, that we will be removed from the grey list. It seems we've met all the requirements around that, and as we get closer to that, perhaps we'll look into that as well and see whether or not we're optimistic about that. But for now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Maselela, for joining us to take a look at market movements, market sentiment, and perhaps where markets are headed.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.